Beginning with the end in mind, preschool, part 6. The plan.
"Papa, Papa," Esther shouted out of breath. "Mr. Wyatt is hurt. Puppy's gone. Too much work."
"Whoa, slow down, Esther," said Papa.
Esther told Papa all about poor Mr. Wyatt being hurt and unable to care for his farm.
"Papa?"
"Yes, Esther."
"I talked to God on the way home and asked him for wisdom, and I thought of a plan. Can I spend the nights at his house after my work here and help him with his chores, then come back in the morning? I think I can do it, Papa. I'm stronger now, and Mr. Wyatt feeds me eggs when I come. Can I, please, Papa?"
"Oh, Esther, that's a huge responsibility. I'll have to talk to Mom."
"I know exactly how much time I need each morning, and I so want a puppy."
She looked down so Papa wouldn't see her tears.
Esther worked hard the rest of the day.
At supper, Mom said, "I need your help on the farm, Esther, but I know Mr. Wyatt needs help too, and without it he may lose his farm. So you may go. But if working on both farms tires you out, you will have to stop."
That night, Esther hardly slept. She worried about Mr. Wyatt. She dreamed all of the puppies were sold. She awoke very early, tangled in blankets.
Wide awake, she started her chores. By the time her parents were up, the wash was soaking and breakfast was ready.
"Esther, you're amazing," said Mom as she hugged her.
For the next few weeks, Esther prayed each morning for wisdom to use her time well. She thought about every chore that must be done by nightfall and planned out how to do them all. Unfortunately, Mr. Wyatt had to sell 2 more puppies to pay doctor bills. Only 2 remained, Big Boss and Freya. She taught Big Boss how to pull a little wagon, and he helped carry eggs and tools. One morning, Mr. Wyatt was up before Esther. He had recovered enough to resume his farm work. He and Papa spoke with Mom, and she agreed that Esther should have a puppy. The next week, Esther made Papa run to Mr. Wyatt's to bring Big Boss home. But when they arrived, no one was home. No Mr. Wyatt? No Big Boss?
"He said he would be here," Papa was worried.
Esther sat on a hay bale and cried. They slowly walked back home in silence. As they approached their drive, a familiar shape came bounding toward them.
Mischief? Yes! And what was that behind her? Was it Big Boss?
Esther raced ahead and hugged her big puppy.
"I decided to deliver your dog, Esther," said Mr. Wyatt, "because I wanted to bring 6 chickens, too, for all your help."
"Thank you," beamed Esther. Her dreams had come true. She had her very own dog now, and now everyone had eggs to eat, too.